You're listening to Cents Per Mile with your host, Charles Gracie, and his co-host, Paul Gibson. Joined by Josh Haynes, they'll be tackling tough industry topics, asking even tougher questions, all to find better solutions as they try to make sense make sense.
Welcome to Cents Per Mile. I'm your host, Charles Gracie.
And I'm your co-host, Paul Gibson.
Hey, I'm Josh Haynes. What are we talking about on today's episode, guys?
Reputation.
Yep, reputation. Cents Per Mile's version. but also, just to cover the ground of all the things that we got to talk about, real quick, we are now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. So if you want to, you could go rate it. It helps push us out into the space more. Also, you can like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and help us grow that.
They can submit a topic or a guest request by going to centspermilepodcast.com.
Oh, yeah. It's right under the contact us section. So, Charles, do we have any sponsors this week?
I just want to give a shout out to Hot Seat Services and CDL Life. Without them, we couldn't pull this off.
All right. Well, I guess that means it's time for the news. All right. So it's time for 10-2 News, where we scour CDL Life and find some of the coolest news stories we could. Some of the most ridiculous or some of the best from the past couple weeks. So story number one, 28,000 packs of illegal cigarettes found in semi during traffic stop.
You know, all right. So last week we had some drug ones and then this week we got cigarettes. I wonder if you guys are like saving these just for the show, Paul.
I mean, it's just, hey man, the news cycle is what the news cycle is. But yeah, there was 27,940 packs of untaxed cigarettes found in it looks like Arkansas, which comes out to a market value of $243,000 worth of cigarettes.
Checks out in today's pricing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it comes out to like $850. So yeah, that's pretty interesting that cigarette smuggling happens as well as drug smuggling.
You know what else happened?
Hmm.
We had marijuana testing that took thousands of truckers off the road in 2023. Driver shortage endangering the supply chain. There was a pretty good story on that.
Yeah. And that is our next story. So yeah, last year, the FMCSA took 37,657 CDL holders, who failed drug screens off the road.
I mean, do we get to call it a shortage if we're creating it?
It seems interesting though, because 13,000 of them were refusals.
So from a recruiting perspective, we see that come across a couple times where refusals in the way that drug tests are given to the drivers, it's really unfair. I've seen it even executed where a driver's already quit. They've gone home and it's like, hey, by the way, you've been selected for a random and that person's already left. And then they ding them with a refusal and then they don't realize the implications that come from that.
That's also really interesting where that point of the end of employment happens. Like, where at what point could a company call you and say you got a random?
In my experience, I've seen it a handful of times. It's usually within a day or two of that separation because they've already gotten their list and someone in safety just didn't delegate it out yet to bring those people in. I just wonder, because there's an alternate pool that you can pull from, like, at what point do you as a carrier say, like, hey, this person's gone, we probably don't have anyone else cleaning our fleet, so we're gonna go for the guy we already sent home.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So I think now it's time to go behind the wheel and see what drivers think about reputation. All right, so it's time for Behind the Wheel. Being powered by CDL Life, we have access to the largest audience of drivers in the world, and we can ask them questions and get real answers and real data from real drivers about real issues. So this week we asked, how significantly do the reviews and experiences of other drivers influence your opinion of a trucking company? So 22% said not at all. 22% said slightly. 30% said moderately. 22% said significantly. And 5% said completely. Yeah. So what do you think about that, Charles?
I think it's a pretty definitive divide there, because you got to consider who you're talking to out there. If I'm going to take someone else's perspective deciding where I'm going to go, I'm going to talk to people I know. I might take a little bit off if I come across John Doe on the street at the truck stop, But you don't know what that person's done. And I've been out there enough to know that it's just like good doctors and bad doctors. There's good drivers and bad drivers.
Well, what I would say is actually an interesting takeaway is that other drivers' opinions of your company matters, you know, in some form or has some weight to 78% of drivers.
Well, it does. It's always going to have some weight. It should have some weight. I mean, just like we do research online, you're talking to people. I have a network of people I'm going to reach out to when I'm talking about working with a specific carrier. If I'm going to go work there, why wouldn't I do that as well?
Right. And I definitely agree with that. It's always interesting to talk to someone who's actually been in the trenches. Even in my personal experience, there have been companies that I was kind of intrigued of. And then I talked to somebody who worked there and they're like, oh, no, man, it's not what it looks like.
You know, I might have done that with somebody when I was making some switches in the past.
That's fair. Guilty. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the interesting thing, though, too, is the narrative that comes with that. You know, it's like, are you as a company doing anything to combat that? And as a company, what can you do to combat that?
Well, I think that's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode.
All right, then. Well, I guess it's time to make sense make sense.
Hot Seat Services has Rent-A-Recruiter.
Wait!
Hey, Michael, have you heard that Hot Seat Services Rent-A-Recruiter service will place their staff in your organization similar to a temporary hire model?
No way. What else does it do?
Follow me. I have to tell everyone. They take leads in existing databases to put new hires into your business's trucks.
Well, shit in me timbers! What else?
Come on! Their model is more cost efficient because their recruiters are trained and can get your pipeline flowing easier and faster.
No way. Anything else?
No matter how many hires they make, it's a set cost per week, so the more they get, the better their client's cost per hire gets.
Holy sh**!
For more information and to find out for yourself, go to hotseatservices.com.
All right, so it's time to make sense make sense. Here we are, and our main topic today is reputation. So with that, we're going to talk about what companies can do to basically change the way or help the way or maintain the way that they're viewed by their general audience, which is drivers.
It's a crazy concept because a lot of people spend a lot of money bringing drivers into their organizations, attracting today's top drivers. But very few actually spend time investing in them once they've had them. You know, we talk about retention, we talk about reputation, you talk about all these other things that can help your organization grow with a solid foundation. Your reputation should be at the forefront because we all know referrals are the number one way to bring people in, and it's the cheapest way, but that starts with your reputation amongst the people you've already brought into your organization.
Well, and you know, through video work, I mean, one of the main things that I always tell my clients is YouTube yourself. Like, have you ever YouTubed your company? Like, because if you're not putting out videos and you're not getting some of that market share of the story of your company, someone else is talking about you on the internet. And that's all anybody who researches you is going to see if you're not putting yourself out there.
I mean, even recruiters are trained to Google their company. That way they know what's being said out there. I do audits all the time of what's being said about us, what's being said about me. I want to know what's out there so I can be able to address it in a conversation should it come up, and it will come up. This is trucking. Awkward conversations happen daily. At least if we can get ahead of them and prepare for them, we can be one step closer to a solution in that conversation when it comes up.
Well, and I mean, at the same time, too, I know a guy who always says, perception is reality. Spoiler alert, it's Charles. And it's one of those things where, you know, your brand is actually decided by the court of public opinion. Not you. It doesn't matter how cool you think your brand is or how legit you think your company is. It's up to the public and the people that you're trying to attract to decide that.
Well, and we've done projects together. You know, one of the blessings I've had of working with you is seeing the side of things that normally I wouldn't have seen. We've gone on shoots together where I've learned from you that, hey, what people perceive as where they win, once you talk to their staff and their drivers, it's not necessarily where they win. And you start seeing a common theme in those interviews. And that's what we wind up educating them that they should be advertising.
For sure. Cause I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, like a lot of companies will be like, oh, we've invested a lot in this. This is so great. Everyone's going to love it. And it's like, that is cool, but that's not like,
yeah, it didn't translate to the intended audience.
Right. You know, it's like, it's a matter of, you know, what you're known for and what you want to be known for aren't necessarily the same thing, but that's, you know, where we can get into learning how to build your reputation and get the reputation that you want to have in that court of public opinion. And I think our first guest is a great person to talk to about that.
All right. Well, I say we shoot over to CDL Life. We got Kevin Hall here to talk about reputation. Welcome to Cents Per Mile, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Super pumped to be here. I never thought I would get the call up to be in the big leagues, but it's awesome. Appreciate you guys having me.
No, I mean, who better to talk to about reputation than somebody that's focused on that? You guys are building this awesome platform, and one of the things you guys are focused on right now is this. So, you know, tell us a little bit about what you have going.
Yeah, sure. Before I do that, knowing that I may never get a chance to come back on Cents Per Mile, just want to take this sort of airtime that I have to really give you guys a shout out. Cents Per Mile, Paul, Josh, Charles, you guys have done a great job. Super proud of y'all for really defining the best show in trucking in just season two, right? Two seasons, you've been able to do that. So everybody at Cub Ventures, CDL Life, Hot Seat Services, super proud of what you guys are doing. Stellar work. We see the behind the scenes. So just wanted to take that little snippet to give you guys a shout out, because I know you don't get it typically on air, right? Typically on air.
Well, hey, we appreciate that. And so you have a history in branding and reputation in this management space, and you're bringing that to CDL Life. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So previous life, a few years ago, it's been a minute and a half or so, had agencies. We helped create brands. We helped protect reputations. And in some cases, we kind of helped repair reputations for companies that were going through some maybe some critical situations, right, that they had to go through within their life.
Reputation, what is it and why is it so important?
You know, you guys know me, like I'm very specific. I want to define this thing that we're talking about, right? Like everybody has a different perception of what reputation is, and I think you have to kind of define it to really understand how you can improve it, to look at it, to get a sense of it. And you know, in the years of experience I've been dealing with these brands and reputation management, came across the definition. I just want to throw it out there because I think it'll kind of help guide the discussion a little bit. Reputation, if you think about it, is really the equity value that you have in people's minds, right? In the minds of your employees, your stakeholders, could be your board, could be investors, could be the court of public opinion that's out there. But it's defined, it goes back to the survey, it's defined by their previous experiences with you, right? So good, bad, ugly, but also the expected behavior into the future. How predictable are you? Just take Cents Per Mile, for example. Like, it's predictable that you're going to have a great episode week after week after week. And you guys have an awesome reputation. I mean, Josh is getting called out on airplanes these days, right? Because you have an awesome reputation. And so that predictability piece of when somebody sees your name or sees your show or sees you personally, sees CDL Life, it's what can they expect? How predictable is your behavior in the future and improving or degrading the equity that they have in their mind for your specific brand?
So knowing that this is that important and we defined it, you know, how can companies build or improve that reputation?
Yeah, I mean, again, we can see today in the news, you stepped on a Boeing plane this week, right? And so Boeing is going through an issue. It's impacting their reputation. Not only is it impacting me when I walk on that plane in terms of the trust that I have for them, but it's also impacting their stock values. So critical in today's environment. How good are you able to hire people? How quickly can you hire people? What do they think? What do your customers think of your reputation? And it's really the core of who you are. In terms of how to improve it, how to build it, it goes back to that predictability. How can you build a predictable view in people's minds? And that has to go back to your core being what you do day in, day out. That's why here at CDL Life, Cub Ventures, Hot Seats Services, we have core values. It defines truly who we are. It defines how we interact. It defines how we treat people. You can't fake reputation. It'll catch up to you. Trust me, I've seen that day in, day out. But it has to be your core. It has to be about how you interact with your drivers, what you think of your drivers, how you treat your employees, how you service, how predictable are you for delivery of whatever goods and services that you're providing at the end of the day. And so it has to be a core part of your being in order to impact your reputation. It's super hard to fake that.
So, you know, that's an interesting take. And thankfully, you made it off that Boeing and you're here to be on Cents Per Mile for the first time. So nothing blew off in mid-flight. So that's a plus. You know, talking about reputations and brands and all that, Paul went out there and he put a poll out on Cents Per Mile of who was the favorite personality on the show. And I can say without a doubt, it's definitely, you know, been popular and gotten a lot of engagement. But before we let you go, who is your favorite person or personality on Cents Per Mile?
On the show? Oh, geez, it's easy. Without a doubt.
It's time for an ad break. Reputation is everything when it comes to your brand, but it can be hard to maintain and even harder to quantify. With CDL Life's Reputation Watch tool, you can get access to insights from the largest driver audience in the world. Drivers will be anonymously presented a short survey about your company. Then we'll deliver you the data showing how you're perceived by drivers and the level of awareness you have within the market, better enabling you to leverage other awareness tools effectively and efficiently to improve and grow your brand. This tool could change everything.
Well, now we're back and we're here to talk about our next topic, which is knowing your audience. You know, Paul, drivers are tired when they see these ads everywhere and, you know, it's something that you're very passionate about. So I'd love to get your take on this.
Well, I mean, that's the one thing that I always try and keep in mind. Like whenever I make video or do any sort of marketing towards drivers is 9 times out of 10, when they see this, like, or whatever your marketing is, they're going to see it when they're done driving for the day and getting on their 10, or, you know, just, they just woke up, they're still on their 10 and they're about to start driving. Hopefully drivers aren't seeing a lot of marketing while they're driving, other than billboards, you know, but not on their phone. So it's one of those things. I think it's important to put it in context of that, which is why I think entertainment or actual value will beat out fluff anytime. So you can be really fluffy with your ads, you know, but you're going to go so much further if you can make them laugh. If you can show them something interesting that they might not have known and actually provide some sort of value to them through either of those avenues.
Well, there's a whole industry out there where fluff matters. Trucking is not it. The drivers want to see something authentic. They want to get to know you. And this is the opportunity where you get to put your best self forward as an industry and as a carrier. So I couldn't imagine someone would want to miss that opportunity. And I think it comes down to the education, just knowing what people perceive as important and what they want to view.
Well, and I think it also comes down to the relationship between drivers and carriers. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily always been the best and isn't always the best, you know, and the kind of divide that's there a little bit sometimes, you know, but if you come across as authentic, you know, that driver is more likely to, you know, gravitate towards you when the time comes to, you know, possibly make a job switch. If they feel like they actually know what's on the table, if they feel like you are presenting everything in a way where what you see is what you get. And if you build a reputation on what you see is what you get, you know, and you could sometimes acknowledge the bad parts, even like, because there's a lot of things with trucking that, like, you as a carrier can't help. It just sucks.
It's just not. And if you can address that earlier in the relationship and conversation, you can have those conversations about all those areas that you win. But you can also be honest about those areas that you don't win. And there's generally an explanation that follows that, that can educate people as to why those exist.
Right. And that's what I mean. It's important to talk about the parts of trucking that suck, you know, because even more important than all the cool stuff you do as a company is, what are you going to do to make the stuff that is terrible easier? Obviously, you can't fix it, but what are you going to do in those times where that driver is struggling or runs into an obstacle that are going to inevitably happen just from the nature of the job? What are you going to do in those situations to help that driver? And if you can build a reputation around it because you've already had that discussion openly out about your brand, you're going to build a reputation that lets people know, like, oh, hey, these people are going to set me up to win.
Yeah, it's all about making things palatable and knowing your audience. And I think that leads us to our next guest who's been with us before, and he's doing something right along these lines. So let's talk to Justin Martin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
How's it going, Justin? You know, you're kind of a repeat friend on the show, and you've always been a great conversation. So I couldn't think of anyone better than yourself to come on and, you know, riff with me and Paul about reputation and branding.
Well, I have a reputation for being opinionated, so I'm more than happy to share some.
No, not you.
I feel like most drivers and former drivers do also have that reputation.
So when we're talking about reputation and putting it out there and being authentic, what's some of the things that come to your mind first?
A lot of carriers these days are being very clever, and some not so much. The clever ones are kind of going towards like the brand ambassador route, where if you have a driver who's been with you for a while and really loves the company and you're taking care of him, and you want other drivers that may be potential drivers for you to know, put them on social media, get them out there. Obviously, like you were saying earlier, the drivers are looking for a voice of authenticity. It's one thing when you see an executive of a company come out and say, you know, my drivers are family, but when you have a driver that's been with them for a while and they are confirming that, then, you know, that message comes, I think, a little more clearly.
And can we just take a second to acknowledge the whole family route? Like, this is not the way to go. And like Paul has said many of times, like, we have families. We don't come to work to make a family. We come to work to make money. So let's focus about the things that the culture and what makes that job easier and more attractive that you can bring to the table. And so you're doing something along these lines. You know, you've been content creating and advocating for this stuff for some time. So what's some of the tips and tricks for that authenticity in that reputation that you would give a carrier if they were looking to enhance their experience?
I would see what kind of advertisement they're doing. And you have to really kind of figure out what it is that you do as a carrier that sets you apart from everybody else. So if you're a carrier who pays practical miles and not the home mover's guide, find a real long stretch of highway and put up some billboards saying, hey, how would you like to be getting paid for all these miles you're actually driving? If you're really good with paying retention, see if you can put a billboard up near a reefer warehouse somewhere and say, hey, you know, how would you like to be getting paid for sitting in your truck all this time? I never see that around. I'm surprised more carriers don't do that.
That's an interesting take on it. You know, if I was driving down the road and I kept seeing billboard, like, well, you would have made this much with us. You would have made this much with us. It would probably cause me to think. But we live in the day of technology, and that brand gets an extension of its reach just through social media. And so when we're leveraging social media and putting our brand and our reputation out there, if you were going to try to audit that and decide on a direction, what's some of the things you're looking at?
Oh, yeah. You said, you know, a lot of carriers Google themselves or YouTube themselves. Go on TikTok or Twitter or Facebook and see what people are writing about you and decide whether or not it's worth it to try and either push back on that or get out ahead of it. You know, if you're searching for yourself and you're not finding any results, well, great. That's a great opportunity for you to go in and fill that void before somebody else does. You'd rather have your word out there versus, you know, somebody else.
So I've always been curious, and I've always secretly wanted to find a company that would let me do a video series or like a marketing campaign about it. You know, with both of you guys being former drivers, I've always thought it'd be really cool to take a company that already has a bad reputation online. Not to name any names, but just a company that has a bad reputation, and then start a marketing campaign that just embraces what people are saying about them while also showing how it's not necessarily true. How do you think that would go over?
Like that viral TikTok meme of people being like, oh, we're topic XYZ. Of course we. And then they just do like the dumb cliche after cliche. Yeah. You say, yeah, of course I'm a mega carrier. We, you know, X, Y, and Z. There's an endless,
supply of everything that you could use on that. I think it would actually be received well. I think a lot of times people get hung up on what they perceive as important to communicate versus what the audience they're intending to reach perceives as what would be important. And if I'm a driver and I see someone embracing the suck of what they don't do right and turning it into a funny, that generally lets me know that they're self-aware enough that they're probably addressing it, because that's what put this marketing in front of me at that point.
Yeah, it's one thing to like pretend like this stuff never happens. It's another thing to say like, yeah, of course, it's not going to be like this every day, but these days do happen. But working for us, it's worth it.
I want to give you a hot question here because it's something that a lot of carriers run into and people have mixed feelings on it. So if you come across some negative review or negative marketing that's been put on your brand, do you A, ignore it, David and Goliath, and you don't want to be Goliath in this argument, or B, address it and go in there and defend your brand?
Yeah, that's a tough one because it goes to the whole dynamic of like punching up versus punching down. It depends. If it's just one, pissed off ex-employee, that's one thing. But if it's like person after person after person, that's something you need to start auditing on yourself. Are you really doing something wrong? Are there people leaving your company because of these perfectly valid reasons? And then you should probably try to address them internally first, and then see if those fixes are making a difference. And if they are, be outward with it and say, this is what we're doing and it's working.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on Cents Per Mile and sharing some of your wisdom. If someone wanted to get a hold of you, how would they find you nowadays, Justin?
You can always find me on Twitter at Super Trucker.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. And see you around shortly, I'm sure.
Oh, be around. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Well, I mean, that was a pretty good conversation about reputation and authenticity. I mean, when it all really boils down, pardon my French, but it seems like the number one way to build your reputation or to maintain it is to just own your shit.
It's crazy, but it's true. So just be better. And till next time, thanks for tuning in to Cents Per Mile. I'm your host, Charles Grayson.
And I'm your co-host, Paul Gibson. See you next time.